did is done. A penny for my thoughts, oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. They're worth so much more after I'm a goner. And maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead how people start listening. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in a river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. The ballad of a dove, go with peace and love, gather up your tears, keep them in your pocket, save them for a time.
You're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden today takes the wraps off his latest effort to reduce costs for American families.
A budget that includes savings on child care and prescription drugs, utilities, housing, college and health insurance is to be released. A White House official says it's based on the priorities the president outlined in his State of the Union speech. It'll include boosting manufacturing, national paid leave, and advancing cancer research, plus ways to further cut the budget deficit more than the trillion already under Mr. Biden's watch. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Al-Qaeda's operation in Yemen announced the death under unclear circumstances of its leader, Khalid al-Batarfi, who had a $5 million U.S. bounty on his head. A Chile-based LATAM Airlines flight was on a run from Sydney, Australia to Auckland, New Zealand, when what officials described as a strong movement due to a technical event rocked the Boeing 787, at least 50 people injured. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report, reporting from the National Farmers Union Convention in Phoenix. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, April milk up 21 to 16.12, May up 12 to 16.50, June up 5 to 17.17, July up 1 at 17.66. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 5 and 3 quarters to 148 and 3 quarters, 40-pound blocks down 3 and a quarter to 146, 3 trade a barrel, 2 trade a block on the day. Cash butter, though, up 3.5 to 2.80 and a quarter. Four trades on the day. Grady non-fat dry milk up 2 and a quarter to 1.17. No trades. Dryway steady at 41. No trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower, even though the WASDE report was supportive of both live cattle and beef markets. However, the trade was simply unwilling to advance the markets outside of the current trading range. Hog markets, meanwhile, mostly higher on the day. The WASDE report was encouraging, as both second and third quarter are expected to see higher hog prices. Export sales were also expected to be higher. April live cattle down $1.12 to $187.60. March feeder cattle down $1.82 to $249.20. May hogs up 12 cents to $91.35. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat were all mostly higher, even though USDA took an overall wait-and-see attitude for both U.S. and South American production numbers in the report. Global stocks of corn, beans, and wheat were all lowered slightly, and that is allowing the funds to stay in the buy-the-dip mentality. Also, lower dollar helped to support the wheat markets as well. March corn up a quarter to 426 and a quarter. New crop up 3 to 472. March beans up 13 and a half to 1170 and a half. New crop up 20 to 1173 and three quarters. Chicago wheat March up 6 to 526 and three quarters. May up 9 and a quarter to 537 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat May up 8 to 662 and three quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage
and helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue pills or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-896-1696 and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-896-1696 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-896-1696 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-896-1696 now. That's 800-896-1696.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be a nice one today. Partly cloudy with a high near 70 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. A little breezy with a low down to 44. Tomorrow, sunshine 65 by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy with a high of 61. A few showers are possible by Thursday.
If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. Their number, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now, 37.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I met her. Restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm, and I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz, and when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, "I like living like this." So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the poly. Well, a few nights later, I run into her.
with some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the Torque Wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this is the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer and dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck.
From your place to ours, neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
You'd start walking mine.
Go Peppin' Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Carrie Underwood, All-American Girl, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, Brian Winnikins, reporting from the National Farmers Union's National Convention in Phoenix. Temperatures back in Durand in the upper 20s to low 30s this morning. And it looks like we're going to have some pretty nice weather here coming up. We'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, we'll talk with Kim Bremer from Venture Dairy Cooperative. Venture Dairy Cooperative and the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance have filed an appeal in a permitting case against the Wisconsin DNR. We're going to talk with Kim about that here coming up next hour. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground.
moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. While fertilizer prices are still lower, they're still taking up a big part of the 2024 crop budget. We'll talk about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The good news is fertilizer prices have dropped since skyrocketing higher in recent years. The bad news is those prices are still high. Dave Windmar of Agriculture Economic Insight says determining the true impact of fertilizer prices on farm budgets can be challenging.
The challenge is nitrogen can be higher or lower in the P and the K. So how do we pull all this to get one measure? First thing we shared was, what is the corn fertilizer expense look like in 2024? If we take a hypothetical application, which is 180, 70, 70, and compare it to prices going all the way back to 2010. So that blend here in 2024 is about $155, $160 an acre, which is down from about $270 an acre 2 years ago. So on the one hand, it's big declines, but on the other hand, that 160 is about the third highest level we've seen in almost 14 years of data. So it's still historically high, but it's came down a lot. I think that's going to be a common theme as producers prepare for their budgets here in 2024 and beyond.
The data is showing that it's not just higher fertilizer prices that are putting the big squeeze on profits. The bigger challenge comes when commodity prices fall faster than the cost of the inputs like fertilizer. He talks about factors that could influence where fertilizer prices go in the next few years.
The one that we think is really important to keep an eye on for corn and nitrogen is, where are corn prices going to be 6 to 9 months from now? Where are energy prices going to be 6 to 9 months from now? There's quite a bit of a lag there. So we need to keep an eye on both energy prices and commodity prices. And there's actually another variable, transportation costs, is really important, which is kind of another proxy for energy prices. But in general, if energy prices trend lower and corn prices trend lower, that's going to be lower fertilizer expense. Producers want to see those high corn prices in their budgets for profitability. Again, it's going back to what we talked about earlier. High fertilizer prices in and of themselves isn't the challenge. It's what are fertilizer prices relative to the rest of the budget situation.
He says lower fertilizer costs for soybeans could mean more acres for beans than corn in the future.
While they don't use a lot of that nitrogen, they use the P and the K. So one of the things that we dove into is looking at how have recent fertilizer prices distorted the relative appeal for those corn versus soybean debate that many producers might be thinking about and challenging themselves. And so one of the things that we saw here is, in general, there's about an $80 an acre difference in the fertilizer expense. Corn fertilizer is about $80 an acre more expensive than soybean fertilizer expense. When we were back in 2022, with really high fertilizer prices, that spread got to about $170 an acre. So it's about twice as wide as it was before. So that put a bit of a headwind on corn budgets. Here, heading into 2024, it's back to that average, $80 more an acre on the corn budgets for fertilizer expense than on the soybean budgets. But that's still a higher than where we were. We were around $50 to $60 an acre spread back in that 2016 to 2022. So if we're looking for soybeans to have a really strong position, we would expect this fertilizer price situation to be even more favorable to soybeans. It just hasn't gotten there quite yet.
That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be a nice one today, partly cloudy with a high near 70 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a low down to 44. Tomorrow, sunshine 65 by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy with a high of 61. A few showers are possible by Thursday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. Their number, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, 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 I'm all right. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we have the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our... We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Jody Messina, and I'm all right here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s. We are in Phoenix today, actually Scottsdale, for the National Farmers Union's National Convention this morning. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture will partner with three other agencies and organizations to offer free virtual suicide prevention trainings for rural faith leaders in Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Clergy and lay leaders who serve congregations of all faiths and denominations are welcome. The four-week suicide prevention skills for rural ministry training will pair with an online curriculum from Living Works Faith with weekly discussions held via Zoom, so participants can deepen their learning in a pastoral context with their peers. The training will be offered on three different sessions starting April 16th, 18th, and also September 17th. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When it comes to farming and family, the most important thing is laying down roots. Hey, it's Matthew from Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, and we want to help you grow your roots. From planting to harvest, we can help you lay your foundation through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and great service. We know how to help because we know Bluff Country. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of strong roots in the community and the relationships we build. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except the stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sticking to my shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me. It's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, 'cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Yeah. I've traveled here and everywhere following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brush by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea. But I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. 'Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, 'cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, 'cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front.
trip to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat top box and he would play. And fascinated by the little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat top box when he would play.
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. I couldn't see the light. I didn't know day from night. I had no reason to care. But since you came along, I can face the dawn, 'cause I know you'll be there. Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Good morning.
beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Day. Good morning, beautiful. It's a beautiful day. Good morning, beautiful. Good morning. Good morning, beautiful. What a beautiful day.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the National Farmers Union's National Convention. Represented by the WMC Litigation Center, Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative filed an appeal last Friday in their case against the Wisconsin DNR. The dairy groups are arguing that the DNR exceeded its authority by requiring hundreds of Wisconsin farmers to obtain a Wisconsin Pollutant Discharge Elimination Systems permit. The group claims that the requirement for a discharge permit, which is separate from a ban on unauthorized discharges, creates a failure to apply liability for farmers, resulting in far greater compliance costs and time associated with the additional layer of burdensome regulations. In the appeal, they are challenging two DNR rules, one relating to the requirement to obtain a permit and another that requires the permit for storm water runoff to be exempt from liability, even though federal law exempts such runoff without the permit. The appeal argues both DNR rules violate Wisconsin's uniformity statute because they exceed federal law. They are appealing the case that was first heard in Calumet County. The College of Agricultural and Life Sciences at UW-Madison is pleased to host the 10th Annual World Food Prize Wisconsin Youth Institute, which will be held at UW-Madison May 1st. The free one-day event will bring together high school students in grades 9 through 12 from across Wisconsin to interact with Madison faculty, partake in interactive sessions, and engage in dialogue about global challenges surrounding food systems, natural resources, world hunger, and poverty. Now, the event is for students who want to be involved in creating a food secure, equitable, and sustainable world and would like to help develop positive solutions to global challenges. Now, the top students in the Wisconsin Youth Institute will be invited to attend the World Food Prize Global Youth Institute held in conjunction with the World Food Prize International Symposium in October. To register, visit the UW-Madison College of Agricultural and Life Sciences website. Registration is due by April 1st. The House Agriculture Committee laid out a roadmap to relieve labor shortages that have seriously impacted farmers and ranchers. The Agriculture Labor Working Group released its final report on how to improve the H-2A guest worker program. It includes more than 20 recommendations to streamline the program and make labor more affordable for farmers. We're losing American farms rapidly, and there's no question the broken workforce system is partially to blame, said Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall. While the working group recommendations don't address all of the labor challenges facing farmers, they do offer needed solutions, such as streamlining the recruiting and hiring of H-2A employees. They also want to expand the H-2A program to meet year-round needs, recommend paying employees based on duties performed during the majority of the day, and reform wage calculation standards to provide stability in farm worker pay rates. Now, the full committee report is available at agriculture.house.gov. The March World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates report looked similar to February's numbers. This month's 23-24 U.S. corn outlook is unchanged relative to last month. The season average corn price received by producers was lowered to $4.75 a bushel based on the observed prices to date. The outlook for U.S. soybean supply and use for 23-24 was also unchanged. Higher soybean meal exports are also mostly offset by lower domestic use. Meanwhile, milk supply and use estimates for 2023 were adjusted to reflect revisions in production and cold storage data. For 2024, milk production is lowered due to a smaller dairy cow inventory and slower growth in output per cow. Now, for 2024, the butter price forecast was raised on recent data and strong demand. Non-fat dry milk and whey price forecasts are both lowered based on recent prices. Class 3 milk prices are projected higher based on the higher cheese prices, while Class 4 prices are expected to be lower. Now, the all-milk price is projected higher at $21.25 a hundredweight. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins, reporting from the National Farmers Union's National Convention in Phoenix. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be a nice one today. Partly cloudy with a high near 70 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a low down to 44. Tomorrow, sunshine 65 by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy with a high of 61. A few showers are possible by Thursday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. Their number, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. And every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer,
with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. It's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. Yeah, he's gone country. He's gone country. Everybody's gone country. Yeah, we've gone country. The whole world's gone country.
Is it too much to ask? I want a comfortable bed. Hurt my back, food to fill me up, and warm clothes and all that stuff. Shouldn't I have this? Shouldn't I have this? Shouldn't I have all of this? Passionate kisses, passionate kisses, whoa, whoa, passionate kisses. Rock and roll band, pens that won't run out of ink, and cool quiet and time to play. Shouldn't I have this? Shouldn't I have this? Shouldn't I have all of this? And passionate kisses, passionate kisses, whoa, whoa, passionate kisses from you.
So good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Gather around me and lend an ear, 'cause I got something you ought to hear. I'm telling you that you ought to feel a certain kind of love. Now it can strike in the day or night, just as quick as a rattler's bite. You got a case of love at first sight, and it's what you're dying of. It's just bang, bang, boom, one, two, three. You're feeling normal as you can be. And then bang, bang, boom, lickety-split. It doesn't come on bit by bit. It gets instantly in full swing, and it's bang, bang. Now I was footloose and fancy free. I had respect, I had dignity. In this thing got a hold of me.
sinking sanity. It's just bang, bang, boom, one, two, three. You're feeling normal as you can be. And then bang, bang, boom, lickety-split. It doesn't come on, get by, bit. It gets instantly in full swing. And it's bang, bang, boom. Bang, bang, boom. Bang, bang, boom. Bang, bang, boom. It gets instantly in full swing. And it's bang, bang, boom.
Take